Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I think, you know, a lot of us have been in really bad thunderstorms, or, you know, maybe a tornado or something, where you get a sense of how ferocious Mother Nature can be. And we've seen that from Helene and other hurricanes in the past. Now Milton is getting ready to clamp down. And as a result of that, it is going to affect some of the amusement parks, which, you know, seems trivial at this moment. But Disney announced this morning, a lot of people, you know, go down for their vacations.
Yep.
Disney World announced this morning that they are going to be shutting down because of Hurricane Milton. SeaWorld shut down, Universal shut down. All of that's going to begin around 1 o'clock this afternoon Eastern time. And they suspect that they will remain closed until sometime tomorrow. The water parks, golf facilities, campgrounds there, all say that it's going to be at least through Thursday. So we'll keep an eye on all of that.
A lot of publicity lately about the memoir that I guess Lisa Marie Presley's daughter finished. Is that right, Dean?
Yeah, Lisa Marie started working on the memoir. She died in January of 2023, and the work was not even half done yet, but she had left a lot of notes, recordings, lots of things that, you know, were source material that apparently she was going to use. So her daughter, Riley Keough, took all of that and completed the book, tried to make it, you know, the unfinished work that Lisa Marie would have done. And some things in there are shocking to some people. I guess one of the biggest stories to come out of this was that when Lisa Marie's son, Benjamin, died, took his own life, she kept his body on dry ice at her mansion in Los Angeles for 2 months.
Wow.
Riley Keough says that she wanted ample time to say goodbye, so he was kept in a climate-controlled room on dry ice. There's no law that says that you can't do that. So she did, and said that she wanted you know, time to say goodbye the way she had done with her dad, Elvis Presley, who died in 1977 when she was just 9 years old. Now, I don't remember any stories of Elvis being on ice.
No.
Before. I do remember that they had to move him once he was buried in the cemetery, and they moved him onto the Graceland grounds. He's in that memorial garden, which is next to Graceland now, as is Lisa Marie, as is her son Benjamin. But I don't remember any preservation of Elvis.
No, there were a lot of crazy stories that I don't think was one of them.
Yeah, that was a crazy time. Anyway, it's all she talks about the devastation of when her dad died, and what it was like growing up, Lisa Marie Presley. It's all in the book, which is called From Here to the Great Unknown. Oprah has chosen it as her next book club selection.
Yeah,
for what that's worth to some of you.
Yeah, they had a big special. Oprah interviewed Riley Keough, big CBS special last night. What's going on now with the health of the Office actress Jenna Fisher?
Yeah, she's played Pam on the show. And a year ago, she was diagnosed with an aggressive form of breast cancer. The tumor was small. It was removed. But because it was an aggressive form of cancer, they decided to do radiation and chemotherapy treatments. That was about a year ago. And yesterday, Jenna Fisher announced that she is cancer-free. She's doing okay. Came out of all the treatment. She did a rescreening, celebrated with her husband and her kids, and is urging other women to get their annual mammograms. She said that her tumor was so small you couldn't even feel it. So, you know, sometimes self-examination, I mean, everybody should do that anyway, but sometimes self-examination doesn't show what's really going on. And that's why mammograms, while incredibly uncomfortable, are so important.
They sure are. We will get to Bob Dylan and a celebrity apology and the new streaming shows coming up with Dean Richards.
Bob, I think I may have found a musical that you're going to like.
Really? I got to hear.
Yeah, I know that, you know, normally musicals and Bob Surratt don't belong in the same sentence. But this was literally just announced during the commercial break. Just the word just came over. There is going to be a Bobby Darin musical opening on Broadway.
I like the movie that came out a few years ago. Remember?
That's some swinging music. I mean, Bobby Darin's music's amazing. Mack the Knife and Dream Lover and, you know, all of his big swinging hits. But Jonathan Groff, who just won a Tony Award for Merrily We Roll Along and has been nominated playing King George in Hamilton, and he was in Spring Awakening and Glee and Frozen. He's an amazing performer. He is going to play Bobby Darin. It's set to open in April of next year. We'll save you 10th row center.
All right.
This, Bob, I think you're going to like this show.
Maybe. The Kevin Spacey movie was really good. Yeah. I enjoyed that one. Yeah. What about the Bob Dylan movie coming out?
The Bob Dylan movie looks... I'm getting so excited about this. They just released some new footage from this movie, which is going to be coming out on Christmas Day. Timothy Chalamet, the young, amazing actor, plays Bob Dylan in this movie, and he actually does his own singing. They're not dubbing in Bob Dylan tracks or having somebody else do it. The movie is going to be called A Complete Unknown, but listen to a little of this. And what do you think of Timothy Chalamet as Bob Dylan?
They just want me singing Blowing in the Wind for the rest of my life.
You came here with nothing but a guitar. You never talk about your family, your past.
People make up their past, silly. They remember what they want. They forget the rest.
How does it feel?
Turn it down!
Play loud.
Make some noise, BD.
To have you on your own. Like a complete unknown.
Is that Timothy Chalamet singing?
That is him singing.
Yeah, you know, he sounds like Dylan more when he sings than when he talks, I think.
Yeah, it was the talking part was a little, the vocal quality was a little raspy. But the singing is on the mark, and he looks just like him. In the clips, you can see the full trailer. It's being posted online. But this movie, A Complete Unknown, scheduled to open in theaters on Christmas Day.
Piers Morgan is our celebrity apology of the day. What did he say and why?
There's always controversy with Piers Morgan, no matter what. But, you know, he's got a talk show. He was on CNN and then got kicked off CNN. But he's got a talk show in the UK that's called Uncensored, in, you know, which he shares his opinions and brings people on the show with uncensored opinions. And he had a guest on talking about Sean Diddy Combs. And Diddy's relationship with Beyonce and Jay-Z that turned out to be completely untrue. And so Piers Morgan came on the air the next day and apologized for having these people on and not better going through their allegations and, you know, making sure that it was true.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to go over what it is that they said, because there's no point in spreading untrue things. But Morgan said that his guest made several serious allegations about Jay-Z and Beyonce during the interview. They were not present to respond or defend themselves. But their lawyers have contacted us to say that those claims were totally false and have no basis in fact. So he, his lawyers, I'm sure, advised him, you better get on the air and apologize for that.
I'm sure. All right, let's get to the coming attractions on the streaming channels.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff this week. A couple of Academy Award winners. Heading off the streaming report, Kate Blanchett and Kevin Klein, starring in a new psychological drama that's called Disclaimer. She plays a celebrated journalist hiding a dark secret on the verge of being exposed. That's going to begin streaming on Apple TV Plus on Friday. We've got Oscar winner Laura Dern in a new movie, which is called Lonely Planet. She plays a newly singled novelist who finds an unexpected connection with a young man who is also reevaluating his life at a writer's retreat in Morocco. That will be on Netflix on Friday. Also on Netflix, the fourth season of Outer Banks, young treasure hunters setting out in search of Blackbeard's treasures. We've got something called The Franchise. It's a new comedy about the chaos on the set of a major Hollywood sci-fi franchise. That'll be on Max. Gael Garcia Bernal and Diego Luna are re-teaming up in a film that's called La Maquina. It is the story of a legendary Mexican fighter under pressure to throw his last fight. You can find that on Hulu. If you're a fan of Tomb Raider Legend of Lara Croft, there is a new season of that that's debuting on Netflix. The Menendez Brothers, of course, on Netflix. And also there is a documentary that's called Starting Five that follows five NBA superstars through their lives on and off the court. Hmm. So lots to watch on the TV.
And on WGN TV in about an hour, will you be cooking, Dean?
I'm doing some Oktoberfest tailgating recipes today. I'm doing some brats and tots, as I like to call it.
I like it.
Some bratwurst, some tater tots, some melted cheese dip.
Mm.
You know, it's you know, super yummy for a nice chili tailgate. I'll show you how easy it is to do outside.
Tater tots, not on a lot of menus. I like those.
We're trying to bring back the tater tot.
Yeah, and I know you know this, but Dean, remember 303 East Wacker, 18th floor. That's where we
for
are.
For the tots? Really?
Yeah.
That, all the things
over.
I've cooked, that's what you want me to send up there, the tots?
Yeah. Well, I could send a couple of brats,
Napoleon Dynamite, I'll send some up for you.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you very much.